Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,214th time, you're not, but I'm Emerson, and you're not. But I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio. And Max is back from New York City. Max.
Max is in the house. Push the 90 button. Max is back from New York. Yeah.
I'm excited to be back. Oh, no.
I'm all choked up. Mike. Max. That's the whole show.
That is, yeah.
I mean, your whole trip is a whole show. Oh, I'm sorry. My line here is 244 WBG is 244-9234. Get in where you can fit in. But Max is here. I got a studio full of students, including Max, who's back from New York. I got students from the theater. We're gonna talk about stuff and things today, things and stuff. Max, but your trip to New York, man, that's a whole. We gotta do a whole show.
Yeah, I think we can.
I mean, we gotta talk about the awards, your trip, the Madison Square Garden and Times Square, and you getting locked up by the police.
I'm of course, obviously, that happened. That's going to be great. When people listen back to this, and I have, because I'm in the middle of trying to get into a sports program, just in the middle, now I'm going to have to explain that. Thank you.
I'm going
to
get a phone call from your parents. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to get a phone call from mom and pop. Said, Mr. Allen, my son did not get locked up by the NYPD.
This was
my
the
son was a model
talk.
Student. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Good point,
yeah.
Good point.
I'll never tell. But Max, I'm so proud of you, man. That was awesome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So in a short sentence, how was it?
It was amazing. It was really fun. I had a great time, and I want to go back.
Yeah. Okay. What awards did you go up there and just check out? Can you remember off top of your head?
I have the list.
You got
here
the list there
because
my class here just might want to know what we're talking about. See,
we were nominated for 15. I was nominated for 8, and I got 3 of them. So I was really excited about that. Oh, so this school
here, New York now.
This school right here,
national.
Yep, national awards. This show right here, School Talk, won Best Public Affairs Program. I think it's the third time
in 4
we've
years.
Won. That Sports Spotlight, our sports show that I'm on, won Best Sports Talk Program. And then for one of our girls' basketball games, we got an award for that as well between myself and Jackson White. So come home with 3 different trophies. BDTV got one as well for Best Variety Program.
Saw that.
So
we were. Yeah, push the magic button for everybody.
There we go.
Yeah, I love being on the Double M Community Radio Show, student produced show in the United States of America because I got Max out. Damn, push the magic buttons. What y'all talking about? Woo! Oh, big ups to Big Bill. Wozniak, who was on the show last week. I didn't make it in, but I listened to the show from Invest Indiana for College Go. It's College Go Sunday. Go to college, y'all. You got to go to college. So I'm going to talk to my students here a little bit. I got 4 students in there. Before I get to my students, I want to know what students are doing. So we got a thing we call the...
Well, spring break's going to be here before we know it. I know everyone is so excited for that. It will be March 18th through April 2nd. No school for every 31 career students or Wayne Township students. The marathon will be here before we know it, May 5th and 6th. Make sure you tune in for that.
For you to say.
And then boys basketball. The team beat Southport on Wednesday. They will take on Franklin Central tonight. It will be at 7:30 p.m. Goal is to advance to the sectional championship game tomorrow night against the winner of Pike and Decatur Central. All of our social media is at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok at Giant 90.9. And then School Talk airs every Friday at 7:30 a.m. with replay Sunday at 2 p.m.
Awesome. Students doing thing. We call that thing.
The Yeah, I got students in the studio. So we're going to talk about some stuff and things. And I know they're going to go to college because I'm going to ask them about that. I'm going to dip. Students, you don't know, I'm a real nosy person. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to dip into your personal life.
Okay.
I want to what you ate for breakfast.
Okay.
How'd you sleep last night? Did you have a dream? And what your dream is about? No, that's how I got them. But anyway, I got students. So I'm going on my list. My mom always said, ladies go first. So I got Miss Leary Hooks. Get the microphone. They can't stick. There we go. I want to know what grade you're in now and what college you want to go to.
I am a sophomore, and I have a few options, but my top choice right now is NYU.
Is that like New York City, like Max, New York, NY? Woo, yeah. Congratulations. That's good. Major, what do you want to think of my major? What are you thinking your major?
Education? Either performing arts, like theater or English.
Okay. Oh, sound like Mr. Easter. Yeah. He's in performing arts. He's an English teacher, and he does all that theater stuff, too, here in the studio. He likes acting. I'm just kidding. No, he just does. He does act. But he's not. But he's serious. Let me leave that alone. And I got Layla Arnold. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Because Max knows I have an issue with certain words like the and a and is. I butcher those letters, so if I mess your name up, it's Max's fault. But no.
I appreciate the love.
Wait a minute. Picking the love, where Big Rob at? Big Rob is not in my corner. Oh, my goodness. I have a student sitting in the corner. He's calling me Big Rob. He's just sitting in the corner, but he's not there. Y'all seen Big Rob? Anybody seen Big Rob?
He's right behind you.
What are you doing in this classroom? Never mind. I'll deal with him later. Dang. So anyway, Jeffrey Breyer?
Jeffrey Dreyer.
Jeffrey Dreyer. Okay, yeah. I'm drinking
like
coffee.
Washer and dryer.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. That's a clean one. Yes.
Exactly.
What grade?
I'm a senior this year.
Great. College, where you going to go?
I have got my forms in.
Okay.
It's for Ball State University up in Muncie.
Hey. All right, we've been there. That's awesome. Major?
Thinking communications or English. I'm part of BDTV, and I've really enjoyed that. So. Okay.
That makes sense. That makes good dollars and sense. So far, I heard nothing but things that are going to make money.
Yeah, because if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
But Layla, you didn't tell me what college you wanted to go to. I didn't get that question.
I've actually already applied for IU, Indiana University in Bloomington.
Already applied? Push the magic button. That's awesome. Great.
Thank you.
Awesome. What major? What are you going to major?
Psychology.
Oh, I can use that. I can use you. You can really. I have issues. Max know I got issues. John Easton know I got issues. Actually, Superintendent know I got issues. But I'm just kidding. But seriously, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is awesome. And then we have Justice Harris. Mr. Harris.
Hi.
How you doing? Look at that big $1 million smile over in the corner. Look, Denzel Washington smile. He going to make a lot of money. Okay, what college you want to go to? What grade you're in?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore? Okay. And college?
Right now, I'm thinking about Ball State.
Okay. Any reason why? Any other college? Just major? What do you think your major might be?
Most likely, it's going to be something in the performing arts.
Okay. Now, you know, when you get to college, it's okay if you change your major. But it's not okay if you don't finish college. Okay? So let me get that. Secondary education is so important. I mean, you can still be successful in a number of areas, a number of ways. But speaking, I'm an old man. I'm 68 years old. So I'm talking from experience. You can do a lot more with education than you can without it. I'm not complaining about none of my life, but I have a GED, 12 hours credit from Indiana State University, but I didn't finish college. And I do wonder sometimes what some of the things I could have accomplished or done if I had secondary education. Mm. I'm not complaining. I love my life. It's beautiful, but stay in school. It is so, so awesome. Get that education. Now, I got students in the other room. Who I got teachers out there too.
Yeah.
I can't see, so help me out, teach. Who I got in the room? Push the magic button. Whoa!
Are we on?
Push the red button.
I pushed the red button. Are we good?
I can't hear him.
Are we good?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Go right ahead.
Now we're on. We got Michael Searcy.
Okay, Mike. Mike, what grade? You're a junior. He's a junior. Can you hear him? Turn your volume up. We got two rooms here. We got so many students here. I had to use the other room down the hall, mile away. We got these cans with strings on it. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh. So you're a junior?
Yeah.
And what college are you going to?
Not too sure yet. I'm still like thinking what I want to do. I want to go into like a field with like technology, most likely.
So technology.
Yes, technology. So it's kind of came. I know he wants to go in the field. I think just grab the other mic. There you go. There you go. Now I can hear you.
Okay. Do you want me to repeat that?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
It's radio. We can do this.
I'm not sure what college I want to go to yet, but probably in like some type of technology field.
Okay. All right. What? And you're a senior now?
Junior.
I'm going to take the whole senior year away in one day to make you a senior. So how's that sound? That good?
Yeah, I mean, hey, okay.
That sounds awesome. All right, great. Hey, what's up, Teach? I got a teacher back here in the corner.
How we doing, Emerson?
How you doing, sir?
Doing now, great.
I'm like, okay, now what's your name?
Fraley.
And what grade you in? No.
I don't know if we're counting all education. I don't know if we're going to be on what.
And what do you teach, sir?
Almost 30.
Yeah, that's good. And where'd you go to college?
I went to IU Bloomington.
Okay.
For my undergrad. And okay. Then I went to IUPUI for my master's.
How long you been at Ben Davis?
9 years.
Wow. Time flies, don't it?
It sure does.
How many different positions? 9? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no. I've taught at least 4 different subjects.
Wow. That is awesome. That is awesome. So I'm glad to hear supporting our young folks from the theater.
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk about some stuff and things today. Am I headphones back here? Here we go. So now, what we got? There's somebody else? Oh, no. Ben Davis Theater production of Puffs. Puffs. See, when I think about Puff, I think about Puff the Magic Dragon. You know, that's but I don't know what Puff is about. So I want to know. Puffs, or 7 increasingly eventful years at a certain school of magic and magic. So, the lines are open. Throw it out to y'all. Tell me about Puff. Y'all got it. Anybody, just talk.
It's essentially a parody of Harry Potter. And it centers around what would be the Hufflepuffs, but in this play, they're called just the Puffs.
We legally cannot call them Hufflepuff.
You can?
No, but
legally.
But the Puffs. I mean, you know, Gryffindor and Harry Potter. He's all cool and he's always got it right. And
we all hate
the
him.
Puffs are also there.
Yeah, the Puffs are also there, and they're not as cool.
So everybody plays a character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, who is there a main character?
That's Jeffy.
Is that Puff?
Yes. No, the main character. The main character is whose name is Wayne Hopkins, and okay. He's played by me, Jeffrey.
Okay.
So,
and the plot of Puff is
it reflects the plot of Harry Potter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have watched Harry Potter. Not all the episodes.
Yeah. Funny thing, I haven't read the books. I haven't watched the movies. You know, I went up there and I auditioned. And, I mean, they said they were surprised they didn't see a scar on my forehead.
Okay.
So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, so. That means you're not a knucklehead because you didn't fall. I'm just kidding. That's a different story here, Mr. But, anyway, okay, now, everybody tell me what character you play and what does your character do? And give me your name first and then you tell me about the character.
I'm Lyric, and I play Megan Jones. She's, I don't know how to describe it. She would be, like, the Hermione equivalent, like, just the female lead or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she's very dark and gloomy, and she doesn't want to accept her position. But she's a very interesting character, and I love playing her.
Okay, all right.
I also play Megan Jones.
Give me your name first, because folks can't see us and they know who's talking yet.
My name is Layla, and I also play Megan Jones on the Saturday and Sunday shows. Lyric plays Megan on Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
And yeah, I would say that she is a Puff that secretly knows that she's a Puff, but she tries to deny it the whole show until like the very end, which, yeah, like she needs to learn to embrace her inner Puff.
Wow. That's deep.
We all
Yes, whoa. We all do.
Okay, all right. Justice, talk to me.
I'm Justice. I play Oliver. Oliver is like a really smart kid in the real world. So, but once he gets to like this new world full of like magic and wizards that he like just found out was actually real, he's not so good at school anymore.
Wow.
It's like an existential crisis. It's hilarious.
He's the living embodiment of gifted kid syndrome.
Okay, that's different. I know I just got Jeff. You told me you played the main character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I got a young man back here in the corner.
Mikel. And I also play Oliver.
Max, you tell me what you're saying.
He's very Oliver. Distant he plays character. His name is Oliver. Antisocial in a way.
He plays Oliver. My name's Oliver. No, your name is Max. So your character's Oliver.
Yeah. He's a very, like, antisocial character in a way, because he's not used to any of this, but, like, he wants to do good, but he just constantly messes up all the time.
Hmm. Wow, that's a mixed bag. That's a lot of personalities in the play.
Yeah, the show's got a lot of heart. It's a big aspect
now,
of it.
Now, the good part I like about it, and you guys can chime in and tell me this, it's for anyone, old and young, can relate to the show.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's one of those underdog stories that's like, we don't really have to categorize ourselves as something positive or whatever, or try to fit in with other people. It's just a thing of, you are who you are, no matter what it boils down to, because like nobody wants to be a puff because mm-hmm. they're seen as useless or whatever. They don't have really anything special about them, but like when you see the show and you see everybody working together, it really shows you how much strength they have in their differences. Mm-hmm. It's just a really cool thing to see them all coming together.
Ben Davis Theory production of Puffs, or Seven Increasingly Years of Certain School of Magic and Magic, will take place March 9th to the 12th. Showtimes are 7 p.m. for the March 9th, 11 shows. And for the Sunday show, well, Sunday show, same time?
No, 2 p.m.
Two p.m. for the Sunday shows. So students and parents, I think there's something here for everybody. Do you guys got any particular scenes that, besides the ones that you're in, that you like the most?
Well, there is a certain bathroom that plays a major role. And I would say that the way that we've got the stage set up, I mean, it's immersive. You feel like you're really in a bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah. A bathtub, even.
Wow.
I think my favorite scene is either the one where we're like convinced by a character to stay and fight.
Yeah,
just like you can feel it. Like it's just, oh my goodness. Either that or the couple scenes. I'm not gonna lie. The couple scenes.
And then right at the end of the show when, I mean, not to give any spoiler, but you know, when we're all getting our medals, you know, we're all the heroes of the school. And we've really, you know, we've succeeded. We've won the battle. It's emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It's emotional.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if I feel like you all enjoy what you're doing in theater.
Yeah.
And I want each of you to tell me why you pick theater.
I've always been a pretty dramatic person. It's not that funny.
That's real dramatic.
I've always been a dramatic person, but it's also, I've also always loved theater. I've always loved acting. And I love like embodying another character, thinking about little things that doesn't even happen in the script, like coming up with like little canon things. It's just a new world to immerse yourself in and just constantly think about. And I love it. It's calming. It's just a home away from home at this point.
Okay. Right, come on. Conversation, just jump on in there.
I think Lyric's completely right, especially about like that calming aspect. Going to rehearsal has almost been cathartic for me because it's just something you can totally throw yourself into, and you know, you're not thinking about anything else. You're just thinking about, oh man, I forgot what scene is next. Just kidding. Mostly. But I mean, it's gotten to the point where I go to school every day and I'm just like, okay, we're waiting until 3 o'clock so we can go to the theater and we can go to rehearsal. Okay. I just love it.
Okay. Layla?
I would say that it's because of like the community and friends that we've built around this show. Like every time you do a new show, it's just like, so like, who's going to be in it? And like, you all grow close to each other. And like, you have those memories of that person and those people. So that's probably the best part for me.
Okay. Anyone else? Anybody else?
I've been performing my whole life. So theater just really, it's just.
Wait a minute. You can't tell me when you were born, you popped out performing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's up, Doc? Yeah. I'm here.
That sounds exactly like Justice.
Yes, bring on. Hey, I got the lights. I'm under the lights. I'm ready to go. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I actually have been performing my whole life. Yes. 2 years old, an infant.
Yeah.
Playing the baby Jesus in you know, they got him young.
All right.
Got him young.
All right. We're going to finish, Jess. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You may catch up.
Okay, but...
Well, we did, but go ahead.
Theater has always just been really fun to me, and it just makes sense. I really like being able to, like, step into shoes and, like, a world of, like, a whole other person.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
This is actually my first time ever, like, doing something like this. I mean, I've done small things before, but, like, this is the first, like, big thing I've done. I mainly joined to, like, get more out of my shell, and definitely worked. Made tons of new friends,
and that's that. Good point there. And because it leads me to this question: if you didn't have theater, what would you think you'd be doing in school? For anybody, if you didn't have theater, because I'm looking at your faces. Your faces light up like Christmas trees when we talk about theater and what you're doing. And in this crazy with a Q world, it's like so much going on negative. And you guys have found something that's really, really positive that makes you want to come to school, actually, and be around your peers. And your faces show it. People can tell me all day long how they think, how they feel. But when I see it in their eyes, see it in their face, I know it's for real. I don't mean to rhyme. I'm just running out of time because it's about 5 minutes left. And I don't mean that because I am the best. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, what would you guys be doing if you wouldn't be doing the theater?
Well, to be honest, I'd probably be getting better grades.
Does this affect your grades?
Well, I mean, I'm in 11th period and it's statistics, and I'm just looking at the clock. I'm like, 10 minutes left.
Oh, I mean, you'd be thinking you'd be a bookworm.
Yeah.
Okay. Grades are good. Your grades are good because you're here, but go ahead.
I would definitely get better grades too. I mean, I have pretty much all A's.
You're all making me look still bad.
We're getting a phone call, Katie. We're getting a phone call from the parents.
Okay.
Students are failing school because of this.
Like, you're just like sitting in your class, like going over your lines in your head, and you're just like, I should probably do math.
Nobody's
but
failing.
No. Nobody's failing. If I wasn't in theater right now, yeah, I'd probably, because I am in show choir, so okay, I'd probably focus more on that. I'd probably get back into dance. Yeah. Like, again, I love performing.
Yeah, you would be there. You would be somewhere in the performing arts area.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Layla?
I think if I wasn't in theater, I'd probably be at work more because, like I've had, like, I took some time off of work for mm-hmm. this week, but it was worth it. Like,
right.
Like, I got to hang out with people that are in the cast and like the crew. Like, shout out to the crew. They don't get a lot of love.
There you
so
go. There
shout
you
out
go.
To the crew.
There you go.
And yeah, and like, I really love it because there's not a lot of things that I would wake up at like 6 a.m. and go to school an yeah. hour before it actually starts.
Yeah.
So
I asked that for a yeah. reason. Really, I asked that for a reason because it's like you're not, this is a choice for you, for all of you. It's a choice, and it's awesome to be in a scenario, in a situation where you have a choice, where you can use your time wisely instead of the alternative using that time negatively. I'm only got about 2-3 minutes left, but Is there any way you can give me 2-3 minutes of something that folks would hear from the characters in the play, in the theater? Something, a dialogue, a real quick dialogue. You got anything you can just pop out there, like puff it out, rough it out?
Sure. Okay. You want to do the after task one, Michael? You got that down?
I believe so.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Is it live? This radio drama.
We got to go to support Cedric.
But a school dance.
A school dance.
Look, guys, I'm sure that we can find dates to the school dance. I mean, I've already got Jenny in mind.
Go for it.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
Okay. Jenny?
Hey, Jenny, would you go to the dance with me instead?
Yikes. Just in case it makes you feel better, that Neville kid is really ugly. And he'll probably stay ugly forever.
Well, true. That still doesn't help me with a date to the ball.
Right now, just forget her. Forget nerves and just ask the next person you see.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh.
Leanne, Wayne has a question for you.
A question? What's that?
It's what you just... never mind.
Are you going to the dance with anybody?
No, the only person that asked me is Jay Finch, and he's imaginary.
Well, what if you went with me?
Sure, I'll go get ready!
Oh, it's still like a week away. Okay, now you have to ask the first person you see.
Okay. Megan, you definitely don't have a date to the dance, right?
Not how I would have started this.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'll push the magic button. Push the magic button. I was raised on radio drama. I'm 68 years old. We didn't have TVs. So we had radio we listened to. We listened to a lot of the good classics back in the day. You know, help me out, teach. Edward G. Wells.
H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
Lone Ranger.
Yeah, all that stuff, you know. When Bill Cosby was nice, we would. I was raised on Bill Cosby, the Old Weird Harold. And the chicken heart that ate up New York City. I love radio, and we had records, and we listened to records all the time because we didn't have a TV, and we would listen to horror records, and we cut the lights out and stuff, while I listen to y'all, I can just close my eyes and I can see the character. But see, y'all gonna be in live.
Oh yeah,
y'all gonna be in people's faces. So mm-hmm. it's a double pleasure there. So. Folks, I want you to really come out and check out this young folk, because I think you really, even if you close your eyes, you're going to still enjoy yourself. Just listening to them is totally awesome. And that's why I did what I did, because I loved hearing it. It's just totally awesome. It's going to be an awesome show. So I like the show is going to be March 9th through the 12th, 7 p.m. Now 7 p.m., that's during the week, right? And then the weekends, or then Sunday, is going to be at 2 p.m. for the
Sunday. Yep, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 and 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Wow. I'm out of time, but I want to thank you guys for coming in and sharing what you do with the theater troupe. And thank you, Mr. Frazee, for bringing these young folks up. I love your spirit. Honestly, it's refreshing in this world of negative, in this world of so much trouble outside the school wall, as far as people shooting and all that good stuff. Young folks just losing lives left and right. And it's nice seeing y'all as you do what you do. And it's just so refreshing. I told Max, you know, I come to the school, being around a student makes me feel so good, makes me feel young. And I'm old as Methuselah, twice as dusty. So it's like being around you guys, it feels so great. So keep on doing what you're doing. And hats off to all your parents. Put the magic button for the parents. Hats off to all your parents for getting you in the position where you're at now, because I know all y'all got good parents standing behind y'all, or y'all wouldn't be in the school. And yes, your grades are pretty good.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for having us on the show.
All right. I know you guys got class to go to. Max got class to go to. I got to go to work and pay some bills. So remember the Ben Davis Theater production of Puffs or
Seven Eventful Years of School.
Magic.
Love it. We got Puffs down.
Got Seven Increasingly Eventful Years at a Certain School of Magic and Magic. It takes place on March 9th through the 12th. Showtimes at 7 p.m. for the March 9th 11 shows and at 2 p.m. for the Sunday show. Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for students. For children under 5, you get in free. Can I get in? I can act like I'm under. Never mind, leave that alone. It's another show. So, Mr. Allen, you can't get in for free. You're not a 5-year-old. I can act like one. But no, don't do that. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves. Other, what you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy like that. Oh, you can copy Jeffrey. You can copy Layla. You can copy Justin. You can copy Lyric. You can copy my man in the corner. What's your name in the corner? Not Aaron. Huh?
Michael.
You can copy him. Mr. Freddie. Copy Max. Copy anybody, but don't copy the wrong cat. Hey, young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. I just can't sag it. It gives me a conniption. Okay.
You just ripped the paper.
Ladies, do you like guys to sag?
No.
Do you like guys to sag?
No.
Do y'all guys like any guys that sag? No.
I don't.
Especially the ones that wear a belt with it.
Pull your pants up. Don't make no sense. Sagging your pants. You stop sagging, I'll stop nagging. Views of Press on School Talk. Nestle Views of MSU. Wayne Township. Been there. Sango Giant 90.9. The views of me and my guests. Until next week, I'll see you on. Who money guests have we, Max? Max has no idea. Max, welcome back to New York. Good job in New York. Oh, we're the number one radio station in the nation. Thank you, Max, for producing the show. Because you are the man. Because you could go off the... We're out of here. See you next week on School Talk.